Welcome to the podcast from Capital Investment Services. This is Bobby Lumpkin coming to you from Georgia, and I'm the managing partner of CIS and the founder of Investing Simply. We're a relationship-driven investment advisory firm that uses a team-based advisory approach, a client-first service model, and a data-driven investment strategy called Investing Simply. Using this primary approach, we truly connect with our clients, understand their goals, which allows us to do what's in their best interest. After all, you only have one life, so choose well. To better understand financial discipline, I break down the concepts into four main themes. First, the steps to financial discipline. Second, budgeting. Third, defining needs versus wants. Fourth, resisting the urge to spend money. You see, financial discipline is as much about having the right mindset as it is structure, and it can be tough. Our view of financial discipline is about perspective and responsibility. Each of us is responsible for our financial well-being, and remember, there is no free lunch. A healthy financial position requires sacrifice, but the reward is building your overall net worth, which allows for flexibility, and that flexibility leads to peace of mind. The first principle to understand is to be realistic with your planning. Second, you should prepare yourself to change your ways. In order to get a different result, you must do things in a different way. Third, and most important to remember, is to never give up. Financial discipline is like investing. It's a marathon and not a sprint. You should focus on building in milestones that motivate you to achieve your goals, because investing in yourself and your well-being is a critical part of any financial plan. Savings often seems to be a big challenge when you feel your income is already overcommitted. But everyone can find ways to trim spending, to buy more efficiently, and to spend less money. It all starts with commitment and action. You should identify where your income is going before you decide what you can save. Most people have only a general idea of their expenses and their spending. You should start logging everything you spend for a month, but beware, it's eye-opening. Knowing how much you're spending on coffee breaks, lunches, random purchases, and even cell phone bills reveals places that we can save. Second, using all of that information, set yourself up a monthly strategy. Many people call it a budget. It should include short-term spending as well as savings goals. Simply recognizing the effort that you are making to be disciplined and grow your overall net worth will reduce your daily stress load. Remember, being informed matters. Regarding structure, build a savings plan that includes an operating account and a war chest. The operating account is where your income comes in and your bills go out. This account should consistently carry 1 to 2 months of your monthly expenses. The war chest, which is a savings account, is also your emergency fund. This account should be built to 3 to 5 months of your monthly expenses and should be used for non-budgeted emergencies that arise during the course of life. There's one key question that always comes up when discussing financial discipline. Is there a magic formula? Well, unfortunately, there is no magic formula. It's different for everyone. However, a good goal to work for is the 10-10-10-20-50 model. The first 10% of your net income should be set aside for faith-based or charitable giving. Ministering and serving to others is not only a biblical calling, but it is also good for you mentally and emotionally. The next 10% should be set aside for enjoying the memories and making those memories with those that you love. This is critical to strengthening connected relationships in your life. The next 10% should be set aside for the extras that are in each chapter of life. Child care, college expenses, medical expenses, private duty care are examples. The next 20% should be set aside for your savings and investment strategy to grow your overall net worth. And then the remaining 50% should include all lifestyle expenses, which are your needs and your wants. After defining the strategy forward, there are several key concepts to keep in focus. Number one, pay as you go for regular expenses, and then automate your savings on regularly scheduled electronic transfers. Second, if you use a credit card, be disciplined to pay it off monthly. Mismanagement in this area is a significant issue, and it'll change your financial position quickly. Third, be an informed shopper. Don't treat shopping as entertainment. Heading to the mall just for the fun of shopping often leads to unplanned expenses. Downsize your purchases rather than supersize them where possible. As an example, brown bagging your lunch versus buying it out regularly will save about $8 to $10 a day. Not paying your bills is also a step in the process that you should not let happen because it'll hurt your credit rating and it'll increase your late fees. You should also try to pay off your high interest debt. Planning to grow your savings and wealth can give you not only the incentive to keep saving, but can help you put you and your family on a more secure financial foundation. Building a long-range investment plan to intentionally grow your overall net worth is essential. That plan should include participating in your employer's retirement plan, setting up an investment account, investing in real estate, and then, if applicable, investing in business interests as well. In order to be successful and grow your overall net worth, it takes a combination of each of these components working together in an efficient way. In a perfect world, we would do all the right things all the time. We would eat right, exercise right, and without question, we would have an emergency fund, max out our retirement accounts, and have zero debt. But we don't live in a perfect world. And while we can certainly accomplish everything listed above, doing so is going to require work. In closing, a bit of advice related to accomplishing any goal in life. You should first decide what you want to do. Second, write it down. Third, make a plan. And fourth, work on it every single day. Until next time, this is Bobby Lumpkin coming to you from Capital Investment Services.